We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
In Civilization V, unstacked units were forced onto each of their own hexagonal tiles, causing the dreaded stack death, but it was a huge relief. In Civ 6, with the introduction of districts, Firaxis broke away from the cities themselves and gave the world the miracle of its own tiles. Another major departure from previous games is that the pantheon of civilizations cannot be overwritten and foreign religions can be converted into your cities. In the 6 expansion-based versions of Civilization 6, there are 5 victory conditions that correspond to many of the main aspects of the game. Religious victory was added as a condition of victory in Civilization V. It requires the religion the player adopts to become the dominant religion of the next 50 cities in the Civilization games. You can also win a science victory that focuses on scientific progress, such as establishing a base on Mars. The fans of Civilization VI, regardless of their style of play, cannot afford to neglect their military units. You will have to decide how to use your military force to conquer the world, taking a civilized approach. Players have a lot of options to choose from in terms of their civilization and religion. Versatile and unique civilizations will bring new challengers to the religious game. Created by legendary game designer Sid Meier, this is a strategy game where you try to build an empire that will stand the test of time. Players manage a civilization of their choice and develop their technologies, culture and governance structures from ancient times to the near future. Become the ruler of the world by building and leading a civilization from the Stone Age to the Information Age. Civilization VI offers new ways to interact with your world. Expand your empire on the map. Advance your culture. Challenge the greatest leaders in history and build a civilization that will stand the test of time. In the Civilization series, players spend a lot of time looking at the map. One of the available environment skins is a mod that changes the maps visually to make them more like Civilization V. Colors are softened to give the game a more neutral look. It is a very appreciated mod by those who prefer the previous entry's graphics. Players develop and explore the world by building new cities, building urban improvements, deploying military forces to attack and defend each other, exploring new technologies and civil advances, developing influential cultures and conducting trade and negotiations with other leaders of the world. The game features several civilizations that did not occur in previous incarnations of Civilization, many of which have returned to Civilization with a new capital and new leaders. Plenty of future rival enemies populate the map and are ready to frustrate players at every turn. A new tutorial system introduces new players to the underlying concepts to get them going. A key design focus was to avoid the player following a predetermined path of improving his civilization, which he had already observed in the early game. Whether you're a year-round strategy player accustomed to playing Sid Meier's Civilization games on your PC, or a beginner just starting out with a strategy game, we've got you covered. You're at the right place whether you're looking for an app to build an empire or an advanced strategy game to improve strategic thinking skills. Sid Meier's Civilization VI is a turn-based strategy video game developed by Firaxis Games, released by 2K Games and distributed by Take-Two Interactive. It is another turn-based strategy game in the Civilization franchise released in 2016. Civ 6 for short is also known as Civilization VI, Civ 6. The main producer of Civilization VI is Dennis Shirk, and the main designer is Ed Beach. Developer Firaxis and publisher 2K announced Civilization VI Anthology, a collection of Civ 6 DLC. It is available today and includes all major expansions and scenario packages from the first year of the 4X games as well as the new Frontier Pass. Sid Meier's Civilization VI is not the kind of game that is expected to add zombies, but developer Firaxis has announced just that. Last night Firaxis dropped details of the strategy games, which will be released on March 25. Sid Meier's Civilization VI will be available for free from the Epic Games Store, which means you can claim a free copy. The pass includes 8 new civilizations, 9 new guides and 6 new game modes. As with other major strategy games of this kind, Civilization VI has something new to offer. Souls is not only about a number of board worlds, but also about opportunities and challenges. With so many new features, it can sometimes feel overwhelming. It also reflects my memories of past Civs and indicates to the consultants in the game that I will of course have to correct if I do not see what lies ahead. The depth and variety of these systems is similar to Civ games, to which 2 or 3 expansions have been added, with new districts fulfilling specific tasks and transforming my city into a chaotic but pleasant urban sprawl. Whole separate technology trees for civil and cultural progress connected by a kind of trading card game, and a mix of strategies and bonuses to form a unique government. This wealth of features avoids the usual problems with strategy games, and from day one I feel like I'm being sold a platform on which to build great games. Removing the special city screen and replacing it with a multi-page page panel gives you at all times a consistent view of the map, with the effect of hiding things and making them harder to find. In order to counteract the greater number of references in Civilopedia and the game itself, a single view describing all aspects of each city in detail is preferable. In my own experience, the standard multiplayer game had a random feel, with players seeking to take advantage of the unique perks offered by the over 20 leaders and strive for different types of winners.
Episode 1312 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Corey Hopkins. Adios.